Yeah, so we're continuing with Daf Hayam Beis, starting from the last word on Hayam and Aleph. Right, the Mara said that all waters come from Pras. It goes from Pras, then to the big three rivers, the river of Gicha and Pishon and Chedekel, and then all waters come from that. Right, the Gemara, you see sometimes up mountains, there's like streams on mountains. How can they come from the Pras? It's higher than the Pras. It can't be coming from the Pras. Right, the Mara, Ve'ika, Einos of the Medallion. It comes, you see on these on mountains, there's these streams coming down the mountains. Of Rasharshia, Hani Sulume de Prasnanu. Those are the ladders of Pras. And the Ray Rashi explains it means that there's water going underground and it goes up these mountains like a ladder. And it really also originates from Pras. Break the Gemara of Aksiv in the Pasik by Anar of V, who Pras is the fourth Nar is Pras. The Pasik says, Menar Yetzim Eden, says the Nar, he doesn't say which Nar that is. And there's a Misham Yiparid Lefor Rashim, Shem Echa Pishoin. And then the Shem HaNara Sheni is Gichoin, Shem HaNara Sushi Chidekel, and the Nara V is Pras. So it says the fourth one's Pras, not the first one. Om Nachman Yitzchak, Tirav Achav Yaakov, who Pras the Mikara? It started off, Vahanar Yetzim Eden. What's that? That's Pras. And then it says, Vahanar V, which is the first one, that's Pras. So we're saying everything originates from Pras. Tanya, Rameo Emer, really Pras is called Yuvel Shemai. Really the name is Yuvel. Shemai Vahayika H Shasul Amayim. And this is talking about the Eitz Chaim that was in Gan Eden. And Gan Eden, by the way, is in this world. It's not in a different world. It's in this world. Hashem created the earth for Adam Rishon, put him in Gan Eden. He didn't put him into a different world. He put him to this world, on earth. Gan Eden's on earth. The Ramban and Chumash says that Gan Eden's a place on earth. So just like the four rivers are on earth, the Gan Eden's also on earth. So first Ramban in the Tariq, look it up. But anyway, the Eitz Chaim is a tree in Gan Eden. And it says the pros is Mashka the Gan Eden, and it says about Yuval Yisach Sroshov, and it sends its roots on Yuval. So you see that the pros is called Yuval. Lo nekesh pros shemem pav ravim, because the water, you know, grows and multiplies by itself. Without any rain. So the Gemara says Yele Shmuel. The Omer Shmuel says Nahara a river mekipa mivrach, a Nahar. When you see a Nahar, you know where the water is coming from, not from the rain. Water is coming from its cellar. Kippa means a cellar. It comes from its rock, a bedrock. It comes from the bedrock under the river. That's where the water comes from. That's what Shmuel says. And it's very important from Shmuel when it comes to Hilchos Mekvayis. Because Shmuel is saying, if you're Shmuel, you could be tovel in a river. Why? Because it's not coming from, it's not rainwater. It's water that comes from underground. Now, speaking of a very important thing. So who cares? Rainwater is a kosher mikvah, right? Rainwater is a kosher mikvah. Today's a very important thing. There's two types of mikveh. A mikveh that's moving water and stationary water. A mikveh actually means stationary water. The word mikveh means kavu mayim, means stationary. A mikveh is only kosher if the water is stationary. There's one exception to the rule. Zeichlim is kosher if it's a mayim. If it's a spring, if it's coming from underground, then you're allowed to be tovel in zeichlim. So therefore, you could be tovel in the ocean because the ocean, even though it's moving, but since it's a spring coming from underground, that's why you can be tovel in it. But if it's just a rainwater body of water, then it has to be stationary.
It needs to be rife.
What?
It needs to be rife.
It has to be rife stationary. Yeah. It has
no
to be
rife. Yes.
So, Mesielus Mul Dom Shmuel Nahar Mekipim Mivrach. This is what we're saying, that process, Parim Verabim, is a riot that was like Shmuel holds that rivers get the source from the bedrock. A plea of the Rav. Dom Rav Ami Amar Rav. Mitra B'Marava. Rav says that if you see that the process is roaring, you know it rained a lot in Eretz Yisrael. Mitra B'Marava Sahad the Rav Aparas. The biggest aidus, you know, they're sitting above it. They say, hey, did it rain in Eretz Yisrael? They look at the river, you see it's roaring, you know that the water is coming from Eretz Yisrael, and it must have rained in Eretz Yisrael. Clearly, Rav learns that the process comes from rainwater. So, Machlek is Shmuel and Rav. Now, Avod the Shmuel, Avod Lahu. Now, the next one we're going to teach like Rashi teaches and most Shoyim teach in other Masechtas. Rashi has two other Pshatim, we won't go with that Pshat right now. If we have time, we'll speak it out. Avod the Shmuel, Avod Lahu Leban say Mikvah B'Yemi Nisan, Omavtze B'Yemi Tishrei. Now, in Yom Nisan is Pesach time. That's after the rainy season. So Avuah the Shmuel was scared to let them be tovel in the river. Why? Because the river is Zeichlim, and the river now, after the rainy season, is full of rainwater. And therefore he held, he couldn't be tovel in it, because Zeichlim. So he made them mikvahs. He made them mikveh. He made them places where he had stationary water. In Yom Nisan. In Tishrei, where it was after the whole rainy season, it was no rainy season over the whole summer, And then he let them tovel the river. Why? Because then the river probably is spring water. But he made them mats so their feet shouldn't get dirty from the mud. Mapsiv yemi tishrei. The Gemara explains. Mikvah yemi nisan. Why? Savlikarav. Yalta karav. Amarav ami omarav. Mitra varava. Sadarav paras. That if it rains in Marava, then there's a lot of... Then Adis is the roaring waters of the process. Adis, that there's a lot of rain. So you see from here that it comes from rainwater. Shavu yibra noitim ala zeichlim. Noitim means the rainwater ala zeichlim, which is the spring water. Vav make shaman. Therefore, vav make shaman ruba. And therefore, it's roiv make shaman. He says it can't be tovel. Therefore, avodis will make them mikvais. Umafzi b'yem tishri. And yem tishri made them mats. He let them tovel in the water, but he made the mats his feet shouldn't get muddy. Upliga di day adi day. And the shmuel we had before, it says it gets benched from the bedrock. It's not like the other shmuel. The Omar shmuel in a mayim etarim bezeichlim paras me tishrei, pras me tishrei. The only time you're allowed to use the zeichlim water is only pras me tishrei, because the only time you're sure it's not rainwater. So that's Agnes shmuel. It said before, keep a mivrach. Shmuel start off the Gemara says that on the haram keep a mivrach, that a river gets its source from the bedrock. Here Shmuel says that you need. That ain't a matter of Torah Zachlim, only made Tishrei, only after the summer season. We know it's not rainwater. So the two Shmuels arguing each other. That's one gear set. There is another gear set. What? You have a Tishrei, right? That was a Vuod Shmuel. That's a Vuod Shmuel. That was Shmuel, the first Shmuel over here. First Shmuel. And Grada, they say the other Girsa, even Avud Shmuel argues in this. You know why? Avud Shmuel only B'yem and Nisan made mikvahs, but all the time he let them tovel in it. So it's also right, not like this. There's another Girsa like that. Okay, so we don't have time to speak of the other Pshat and Rashi, but Ad Kam, we'll stop tomorrow at Shem from this Mishnah on the Hayam and Beis.
Maybe
Avud
Shmuel's more Mikkel in the second one,
Shmuel? Is Avud Shmuel more Mikkel? Yeah, he's more Mikkel, yeah.